In the case of Zika, Zika is transmitted by one mosquito, Aedes aegypti. So what we try to do is exactly suppress the population using the releasing large numbers of sterile males. Doing so because they compete with the males in the nature, they transfer to the females only not viable spermatozoid. In this case, in each generation, the female drop the population. So it's a kind of birth control of the mosquitoes.
Why should we use this technique over other conventional methods for eliminating mosquitoes?
What happens, for instance, now in Europe, all of the populations that we have in many countries, like in the Scandinavia, in Central Europe, all of the mosquitoes populations are already very resistant to the chemical control. With the technology that we have, the sterile insect technique, we are using for more than 50 years. And up to now, we didn't get any kind of resistance. It's because it's very natural. It's one female that copulate with the male, and the female just, you know, produce not offspring. So it's very natural. It's very elegant.
How quickly can we implement this technique in countries infected by the disease?
This is a matter of concern because take a while to implement this technique. Because we need to produce millions and millions of insects. To apply in one country is minimum 1 year until you start to release and few more months to have quite clear reduction of the population. I would say, unfortunately, using this technology will take 1 year, 1 year and a half to be fully implemented.
So what will be the role of the IAEA in helping these countries eliminate these mosquitoes?
Our role is, number one, is to develop technology. So we need to develop strains of insect that are, you know, easy for rearing, resistance to release in the environment, and that we can also sort out males and females very easily. We need also to develop some kind of methods to release in the nature. Our role is to develop this kind of technology. And the agency, in different projects, we are very susceptible to transfer technology through the Department of Technical Cooperation. And in this regard, we are ready, you know, to help many, I would say, not probably all of our member states, but we have the capacity to, through our mechanism, to transfer this technology.